Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. It is a Thursday morning in the Delaware Valley. My good pal Hollis Thomas here with a what do they call that?
It's a throwback basketball jersey. It's Kiki Vandeweghe.
It shows your muscles and it intimidates me. Look, that muscle there is actually bigger than my thigh. Look at that thing, and it's well tatted as well.
Yeah. It's an expensive shirt.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I have the theme for today, Al.
Expensive shirt.
Here we go. You ready?
Yep.
Sun's out, guns out.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joe. I'm loving that one. Joe, how about my gun? No, that's not going to work. All right, anyway, we have an amazing radio program for you today. 9 o'clock, Al. We're going All-Star.
All-Star.
We got the one representative of the All-Star game for the Philadelphia Phillies, Aaron Nola, on the show here at 9 o'clock today.
Yep, he's a star in the league, boys. One of the best.
I'm going to run by him what I'm starting the show with now, but he's probably, you know what? He's going to agree with me, but won't admit it. Because he knows what I know. We're competitors.
Mm-hmm.
We're intense competitors. And I don't know that he's around an organization that's quite as competitive as we are. Mm-hmm. But we'll get to that in a second. We also got a councilman called in today. They probably want another proclamation for me. Who knows, Rhea? They'll probably try to honor me again. The first one went so well. Kevin Cootie's checking in with us. We have a guy at 8 o'clock. I believe, Al, tell me if we've ever had a guest on this show with a cooler name. His name, I'm not making this up, Mike Danger. Mike Danger.
What's he doing?
He is a phenomenal talk show host in Buffalo.
Same thing. It's all snow country. What's the difference?
And Al, he's coming on to tell us if the dumbbells in Buffalo are on to what a dirtbag their running back LeSean McCoy is. Because Hollis Thomas, Hollis has got a lot on McCoy. Yeah. And you're going to hear it in this first hour of the show. Things are getting more intense with McCoy and his future, if indeed he has any. We didn't even have you here yesterday, Al, with your thoughts on McCoy. And you know what I'm thinking?
What?
They're going to be annoying. That's what I'm thinking, knowing you there. But I do want to start today. By the way, we also have one of the greatest giveaways. This is one of the coolest things ever. And as I was talking to the people that got this for me, and I said, I hope people want this as much as they should. Because that's really what I want to start the show with today, Al.
Mm-hmm.
A mystery is developing in our city.
Mystery.
About a baseball team that has completely exceeded our expectations.
Yeah, playing great.
Despite a horrendous loss last night in 10 innings. If Mark Leiter Jr. is on the mound, you're in trouble. I'd like to tell you that right now. But they are 11 games over 500, tied for first place with Atlanta, and they have overperformed in every way except one. You know where they have not overperformed now? At the gate.
Yeah.
They are, as we learned earlier this week, removed the three Yankee visits, which was really all Yankee fans here. They're behind the attendance of a year ago when they finished 30 games under 500. And I've been scratching my head. I actually thought I might have dandruff. I've been scratching so much. And then I realized what happened. It all came crystallized to me. And I should have figured out way before now. This city knows when you think you're good, and that's when they jump in. When you think you're good, that's what gets them to think you're good. And I'm going to start with a simple situation I remembered so well. It was Halloween morning. I was going in for emergency surgery on my gallbladder.
Mm.
And before I went in, my wife, now this is like half an hour before they put me under. My wife says to me, you're going to believe this. She says, she saw the cell phone. And she goes, the Eagles just made a big trade. It was trade deadline. They got Jay Ajayi. I said, the running back for Miami, they got Jay Ajayi? He's awesome, but they don't need him. They just got LeGarrette Blount. They've got Wendell Smallwood, who was, he didn't do much after they got Ajayi. They got this young guy, Clement, who turned out to be a really great runner. What are they getting Ajayi for? Then I went in for the operation, and now I'm coming out afterwards. I'm convinced I dreamed it. I'm convinced it didn't happen. Now, I'm going, there's no way Howie would go out and get another running back. We don't need another running back. What do we need another running back for?
X just because.
It's not even one of our main areas of need.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We got another running back. I can't remember how the season ended. How did it end, Andrea? How'd they do after that? They won a Super Bowl. They were 7-1 when Howie made that trade. And then they went on to finish 16-3 and won it all. And the beginning of the year, nobody gave them any more of a chance to win than people have given the Phillies a chance to win this year. True or false? True or false? So what it really comes down to, correct me if I'm wrong, what it really comes down to is what you believe in yourself, whether you think you're good enough. Hollis, am I wrong here that the Eagles, even then, even in October, said to themselves, we're good enough. We can win the whole thing. We're going to go out and get Jay Ajayi. We don't even need him. We're going to get him anyway.
Will you make winning moves that your fans know? It's basically what you're saying. When you make winning moves like that, you're already good.
Yeah.
But then you make another move that could and should put right. you over the top, which it did. That's when the fans come in. Okay, they're all in. We could be all in.
All
too.
In is the right word, Hollis. Thank you for the term. Al, you feel the Phillies are all in right now?
Yeah.
Oh, they are my ass. They are not all in.
Well, they're involved in with every player that's available.
They're involved in every player? Yeah. How involved are they?
How involved are the Yankees?
Well, the Yankees apparently are doing exactly what the Phillies, the Eagles did with the Jai. Yep. They don't even need Manny Machado.
Are they involved?
They're extreme. Yep. Now, apparently, they've put their best offer on the table, and the Orioles are considering it. And today we're going to see Machado when the Phillies play him, and it's going to tick me off because the Phillies could use Machado a hell of a lot more than the Yankees could.
The Yankees can win the World Series with Machado.
I understand that. Can the Phillies win the World Series with Machado?
I doubt it.
It's possible.
They could get there, maybe.
Well, then let's get them.
But you are a Yankee fan. You know when
I am a Yankee fan, my rear end.
If you're the Baltimore Orioles.
Yeah.
Why would you possibly move him before you have the Yankees and Red Sox and Dodgers?
That's fine, but how?
Kings and Queens. Why would you do it?
I want you to hear Jim Bowden.
What are you going
to
do, overpay?
Jim Bowden was a general manager for many years in Major League Baseball. Now he works for MLB Network.
Yeah.
All right? He's on. And he was on yesterday talking about the teams that are ramping up their attack. Machado is the gift, the best player in the trade deadline, correct?
Him or DeGrom, yeah.
They're not going to trade DeGrom.
Oh, really?
He's a beast.
Really?
Let me tell you right now, then forget Machado. I'll pick them.
Well, the Yankees are trying to get him.
Well, that's the point.
Exactly.
They're trying. They're really going after it. They're trying their asses off to get a big name in here. Let's hear what Jim Bowden's hearing about who the Phillies are offering in trade. Listen. J.P. Crawford. J.P. Crawford, Rhea, is such an amazing shortstop that before he got hurt for the 18th time, he was playing third base. Does he have value?
Yeah.
Are there? Who wants J.P. Crawford?
J.P. Crawford is
they couldn't even play. They're not even going to play him when he's healthy. They're not even going to play him. They're not going to play him out. He stinks.
J.P. Crawford.
What's he hit? Is he hitting 200 yet? Somebody check, boys, when you're on break.
J.P. Crawford's value is in the field and his on-base percentage.
Oh, he walks a lot. Oh, good. More exciting baseball to check out. He walks a lot.
I hate that.
So you're telling me you want the Phillies involved. They're in the middle of this thing with Machado.
I want them totally involved.
Well, who do you want them to give up?
All right. By the way, he's hitting 194. Boy, there's going to be a bidding war for his services. All right, here's the other thing, Al. I brought this up with Gabe Kapler yesterday.
Oh.
All right. I'm going to use the name, and you won't even know who I'm talking about.
All right.
Drew Anderson.
I know. Drew Anderson.
Come on, Al.
Drew
Anderson. Last week, you got to go only to Sunday.
Yeah.
Only to Sunday.
Oh, the extra guy. The guy that...
The extra guy. The Phillies have won the first two games of the series against the Pirates, and now they're hovering right around first place.
Yeah.
Yep.
And at that moment in time, the geniuses running the Phillies are going, you know what? This might be a good time to give everybody an extra day off. Right? Right. Yeah. No, I felt that way. Maria, yeah, there was no next week. Everyone's off. It's the All-Star game. And they brought up, you know what that kid's numbers were when they brought him up?
Horrible. ERA like 20-something.
4.15 in the minors. This kid wasn't getting anybody out down there. They brought him up to pitch in a very, to me, they're all big games now. They brought him up to pitch. They lost the game 4-1, right? They lost the game 4-1. Why did they do that?
Because their pitching staff is going to be stressed with 11 games and a doubleheader.
They're going to be stressed.
Well, who won the game last night? The 2 nights ago, who started for the Phillies?
What happened last night?
The kid.
And what'd they do about it?
What do you mean? What they do? They get pitched all right. Got him on. Yeah, because they called a spot start.
Get him back down, my God, he was effective. Get him down. Keep him up here. Might break.
Al, I'm going to tell you something. Can I be honest with you?
You looked at Yankees and Red Sox use for pitchers when they go into a stretch like this?
Al, I'm going to tell you something. I don't mean this in a bad way, but you weren't here yesterday.
Why?
I enjoyed the game more. The day more. I enjoyed the whole show, Matt, better. He's so annoying, Rhea.
It's like we are working with a member of the Phillies PR department.
No, it's because you look at everything like it's the NFL.
No,
it's
urgency.
It's baseball.
No, who's right?
When you look at the trade deadline in baseball, right. if you're the Orioles and you're sitting on Machado and Britton,
right.
And you know that the Yankees, Red Sox, and Dodgers are going to knock themselves out come the trade deadline, why would you possibly move him before?
No, I'm not asking before. I want my team fighting
played.
Who the hell is Thomas Medina? I haven't even heard of him.
He's right about the part about why would you trade it. Like what you're saying is correct also, because you want your team to bowl them over with the offer so they don't wait on the offers he's talking about.
Hollis, this is the bottom line.
Yeah.
And you understand, because you were a brilliant athlete for 14 years in the NFL. I need to prove to my team, the players on my team, that I believe in them. You know how you do that? Make big moves. Yeah. Get aggressive.
Yeah.
Do something that gives your team a bona fide chance to win the division, which is extremely winnable. And then you've got Nola, who's amazing.
Yep.
Arrieta, time-tested.
Yeah.
And hopefully a third guy. I'll just say we might get DeGrom. That would be perfect.
That'd be awesome.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Sure. I want to, Al, this was the worst moment when we had on Gabe Kapler yesterday. Because Gabe Kapler was trying to explain to me that the Drew Anderson thing was not a problem.
Okay. All right.
And that, in fact, you need way more than 25 players to make it all the way. And listen to what he said. All right. Hold on. That's play. All right. So I don't know who Abe Alvarez is. Now, at that point, I let it go.
Either.
He said Abe Alvarez was a part of that amazing success of the Red Sox at 04.
Yeah.
Rhea, because she really checks stuff, then looks up Abe Alvarez. All right, Al?
Okay.
You want to know what he did in the one game he pitched?
What did he do? I don't remember him.
5 innings, 5 runs, 8 hits, got his ass kicked. They lost the game 8-3. Oh, yeah, he was a big help. And the other thing is, don't be quoting Curt Schilling. There's not a bigger smacked ass in America than Curt Schilling. Please. Don't start. That was Al. That whole thing was a smokescreen, but they didn't slip it past three of yous. Because she goes, oh, Abe Alvarez. She has, and she types fast. And she got that information real quick. He did. Well, he shouldn't have taken it. He should have put it on eBay.
Wow.
Anyway, bottom line, and this is where I want to take it, temperature. My theory is that the reason that the fans are not in on this, they're still not feeling it, is because they don't think the team feels it. And by the team, I mean the organization. And I'm sure John Middleton does, but I don't think he meddles that much.
Mm-hmm.
You do. And you think the message is give me some help? I'll play that. He does think they'll do something.
Yeah.
My guess is a minor piece for the bullpen.
When all is said and done, they'll do very little because they don't believe in their own team. And that sense has already permeated to the city, and the city doesn't believe in them either. You want to get this city interested in the Phillies this year? Go out and get Manny Machado. If he's good enough for the Yankees, he's good enough for us. 888-729-9494. I got an amazing giveaway. Jump on now, guys. Beat the rush. We never given anything away like this. Now, this is an amazing thing. Even if you just want to sell some of it, you will still be very wealthy.
We're selling stuff now.
Well, I'm just saying, Al, it's so great, you may not want it all for yourself.
Yeah.
It's that great.